meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 34. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, 43. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, with harvest complete and some mild temperatures heading into winter, you might be taking to the field for some deep tillage, like ripping, or to make earthwork repairs around the farm. But a few days before you want to start these activities, it's worth a call to 811 for your safety and to prevent expensive damage to underground utilities. A website, call811.com, has easy-to-follow instructions for requesting the free service and detailed information concerning why you need to know what's going on down below. Kansas 1st District Congressman Tracy Mann and Jimmy Panetta of California have announced the establishment of the Congressional FFA Caucus in the U.S. House. The FFA Caucus will serve as an informal group of U.S. representatives dedicated to issues related to the next generation of agriculture leaders and students pursuing careers in agriculture, food, natural resources, and related sciences. Mann, a past chapter president in Quinter, and a proud alumnus of FFA, he said he's honored to establish the first ever FFA caucus on Capitol Hill. U.S. soy has set a new record for exporting more product in more international markets than ever before. The United Soybean Board, U.S. Soybean Export Council, and American Soybean Association announcing that during the 2021 marketing year, a record 61.65 million metric tons of whole soybeans shipped to markets across the globe at a value of over $28 billion in revenue for the U.S. soy industry. The volume boost is a result of strategic efforts to diversify international markets and distribute more U.S. soy globally. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like-new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A spokesperson for USD 383 Manhattan Ogden School District has informed KSNT-TV two middle school students within the district have died. Early in the morning of Sunday, December 5th, there was a single car accident with two fatalities. Eisenhower Middle School students Geisha Alfred and Kenny Cantu passed away in the accident. Anthony Middle School student Jean Carlos Vasquez Ponce was life-flighted to KU Medical Center. Two additional occupants of the vehicle sustained minor injuries. A vehicle that was reported stolen in Dickinson County was recovered early Friday morning, covered in house paint. At around 3 a.m. Friday morning, a Salina police officer noticed a Chevrolet Colorado parked in the 400 block of North Chicago Street. The pickup was painted in blue house paint in an attempt to cover the actual color of the vehicle. When the officer ran the license plate, he discovered the vehicle was reported stolen in Dickinson County. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Rusty X Ford is making this holiday season one to remember with savings on every new and pre-owned vehicle on the lot. And we're spreading the holiday cheer with 0% APR financing on select new F-150s, Expeditions, Escapes, and more. But why stop there? Here's another present. How about no payments till March 2022? Want more under the tree? Get Ford rebates up to $1,000. Rusty X Ford is spreading the holiday cheer with great deals on every new Ford and pre-owned vehicle. Don't see the vehicle you want? No problem. Order yours today and lock in these amazing incentives that have never been higher. Make this the season to remember at Rusty X Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyXFord.com. All valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus taxing fees. Not all qualified. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credits. 0% APR for 60 months to $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined. Offers expire month's end.
A Kansas man died in an accident Saturday in Brown County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2006 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by Thomas Sherwood Jackson II, 60 of Fairview, Kansas, was southbound on U.S. 75 at 270th Road. The motorcycle traveled into the east ditch. Jackson was thrown from the motorcycle, pronounced dead at the scene, and transported to Chapel Oaks Funeral Home. He was not wearing a helmet, according to the KHP. The timeline of the accident is still under investigation. United States Department of Agriculture Acting State Director for Rural Development Kansas, Dan Fisher, announced that USDA is investing $833,000 to improve the energy infrastructure in 26 Kansas towns and counties. Fisher said investments like these increase energy options for Kansas consumers. By expanding energy availability and increasing energy efficiency, we are increasing Kansas's energy independence. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A 43-year-old man died after he was shot during an alleged home invasion in an Omaha suburb early Saturday. Bellevue Police Sergeant Howard Banks said Lou Slaughter of Omaha died after he was shot by one of three occupants of a home in the 1700 block of Yorktown Street. The incident was initially reported to police around 3:30 a.m. Saturday as a possible home invasion. Banks said the incident definitely does not appear to be a random act, but detectives are still investigating what happened. Police say a 20-year-old woman died after she was hit by a vehicle in Omaha early Saturday. Police say Caitlin Van Essen of Omaha was crossing a street about 2 a.m. Saturday in the Blackstone District in Omaha when she was hit by an SUV driven by a 30-year-old man. Police say the driver's blood alcohol content was .182, more than twice the legal limit. He was arrested on a possible charge of motor vehicle homicide. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last meeting unanimously approved closing the courthouse to the public all day December 31st. It will be a work day for employees to close out the year. Discussion included several people regarding an issue with cattle guards that were placed on Unicorn Road in Waterville Township, allegedly without Township Board consent. Brett Parker gave a history dating back to 2011, wherein the request was made to close Unicorn Road. In January 2019, Parker again addressed the board regarding this road. His attorney sent a formal request asking to place cattle guards to allow free range, stating Parker would erect a new fence around the cemetery. The request was denied by the Township Board. Parker and his attorney indicated an answer was not provided by the Township Board. Therefore, he installed two of three cattle guards. A response was sent to council stating the Waterville Township Board had denied the request, noting its township policy decision, and appears Brett Parker is asking forgiveness rather than permission. Daryl Bentman, Cottage Hill Township officer, said the decision will set a precedent, as there have already been inquiries to install cattle guards on township roads. Commissioners further discussed liability and cattle guard maintenance. and agreed to take the situation under advisement for a decision Monday, December 6th. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners were advised that Senior Services Public Transit Director Diane Youngins has submitted her resignation effective December 17th. The board will begin advertising to fill this position as soon as possible. Terry Acton of Holmesville spoke with Gage County supervisors regarding wind regulations and a recent article in the Wymore newspaper. The board chair thanked Acton and the Planning and Zoning Committee for their work on wind regulations. A resident had noted the new regulations apply to small residential wind generators as well as tall commercial towers, making the small wind energy generator impractical as an alternative. Acton, who's on the Planning and Zoning Committee, said the committee's intent was never to change anything with small generators. He reached out to the Planning and Zoning Administrator, Lisa Wagon, who advised that a system under 100,000 watts, under 135 feet, is done through a conditional use permit and does not require a hearing process. Deborah Rogie, property manager for the Lynn Housing Authority, was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. She spoke of a program being initiated by the community and the Housing Authority to develop affordable, low-maintenance housing options in the Lynn community.
Sure. The Lynn Housing Authority and the City of Lynn created a partnership for a housing estate program. The program is being developed to create more affordable housing for working families, and it's earmarked for anyone wishing to reside in a home that is a one-level maintenance service available. We'll do like handyman repairs, lawn service, and snow removals. The home will be a duplex, a two-bedroom ADA with bathroom, attached garage, and a safe room. It's approximately 1,017 square feet.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 11th, with the Fireman's Breakfast, 7 to 11, Craft Sale and Quilt Raffle at the Library, 9 to 2, Christmas Bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym, Open House at the Blue Rapids Museum, 9 to 3, Live Nativity at 4, Soup Supper begins at 4:30 at the Community Center, a beard contest at 5, Santa greets youngsters 5 until 7, and the annual lighted parade is this Saturday evening at 6. Follow the Blue Rapids Facebook page for updates, hosted by the Blue Rapids Chamber.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As a strong upper-level trough starts to move through our region, we can expect some considerably lower temperatures. This low-pressure system will affect much of the upper Midwest and the Great Plains. Many areas will be affected by low temperatures, high winds, and even some precipitation. This low will start on Sunday night and linger through Tuesday. States like North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Minnesota can expect temperatures in single digits and the lower teens. States like Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri will be on the south side of this low, but temperatures will stay just below average. As for today's forecast, mostly sunny skies and a high nearing 34. Winds out of the north between 5 and 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight and a low around 23. Mostly cloudy skies as we head into Tuesday and a high of 43. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 46, record high in this state 77, the average low 25 and the record low 5 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:33, sunset this evening at 5:04.
For a lesson in surviving hard times, we might look to our feathered friends. A look at how birds help each other through the winter from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 6th, the 340th day of the year. Lyricist Ira Gershwin was born on this day. If it seems there are more birds sticking around your neck of the woods in the winter, you may be right. Fewer robins have been migrating south in recent decades due to the increasing availability of food and shelter in urban and suburban areas. And the non-migrating cardinal is thriving in territories it once avoided for the same reasons. And here's another clever way birds have adapted to colder climates. Mixed flocks. Different species, like chickadees and woodpeckers, have been flocking together to increase the chance of discovering food sources. It helps beat the boom and bust cycles all too common in the winter. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard birds at almanac.com.
Down at Reflections in Marysville, Santa has your Christmas thrill. Lots of Melissa and Doug toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Down at Reflections, click, click, click. Shop for your family like good Saint Nick. Shop for gifts for all galore, mugs and frames and home decor, candles and soaps and things for him, make it festive to the brim. Reflections is open 7 days a week through Christmas.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Marquise Noel scored 7 of his 16 points in the final minute, 35, and Kansas State used a late surge to defeat Wichita State 65-59 in the renewal of an intrastate rivalry. Just after Ricky Council IV knocked down a three-pointer to tie the game at 52 with 2:02 to play, Noel answered with a deep three. Following a Shockers miss, Noel made 2 free throws with a minute to go. Morris Udeze scored 19 points for Wichita State. The resurgent Kansas City defense shut down Teddy Bridgewater and the Broncos, and the Chiefs beat Denver 22-9 last night for their fifth straight win. Daniel Sorensen returned an interception for a touchdown for Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes had 184 yards passing with a touchdown run and an interception for the Chiefs, who now lead the Chargers by a game and the Broncos and Raiders by 2 for their sixth straight AFC West championship. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Kansas State head football coach Chris Klieman announced on Friday that offensive coordinator Courtney Messingham will not be back for 2022 and will not call the plays for the Wildcats bowl game. Tight end and fullbacks coach Jason Ray was also relieved of his duties. QB coach and legendary K-State quarterback Colin Klein will take over play calling duties for their bowl game. And speaking of their bowl game, the K-State Wildcats were selected to play in the Texas Bowl. The game will take place on Tuesday, January 4th, 2022 at 8 p.m. in Houston, Texas. K-State will take on a 6-6 LSU team riding a 2-game win streak.
Ed Orgeron will not coach in the game for the Tigers. This will be the second time K-State and LSU have played. The Tigers took the only ever meeting in 1980, 21-0. This will be the third Texas Bowl for the Wildcats, the most recent being a 33-28 win over Texas A&M in 2016. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls' action. Marysville took Sabetha 48-43. Valley Heights down Riley County 59-29. Frankfort took Pawnee City 57-17. Wabunsee down the Axtell girls 49-29. Lynn took Washington County 48-40. Rock Creek over Clay Center 38-32. Beloit down Concordia 49-14. Smoky Valley over Abilene 55-34. In boys' play, Sabetha took Marysville 60-50. Riley County topped Valley Heights 54-25. Frankfort down Pawnee City 58-29. Wabunsee trimmed Axtell 53-36. Lynn boys over Washington County 44-35. Clay Center took Rock Creek 58-46. Concordia down Beloit 74-67. And Abilene took Smoky Valley 68-52.
Welcome into the Scoreboard Show. It was a strong bounce-back victory for Amy Renier and the Lady Bulldogs basketball team as they're able to eke out a victory over Sabetha 48-43. It was off to a rocky start and foul trouble yet again for the Lady Bulldogs as Madison Runabottom got two quick fouls in the first quarter and had Marysville down 8 points. But all throughout the rest of the game, it was the Eva Peschel show as she went absolutely fuego from the three-point line, scoring 11 of her team-high 13 points in the second quarter and tying Sabetha going into halftime. And then from that point on, it was a total team effort on the defensive side that allowed Marysville to eke out the victory 48-43 in the girls' varsity. On to men's varsity as they unfortunately fell 60-50 to Sabetha. It was quite an electric game as Jack Lauer and Sam Jesperson were both inferno from the three-point line in the second quarter where they scored 17 and 12 points respectively. But down the stretch, the offense just faltered and at that point unfortunately failed them as they fell to Sabetha 60-50. Matthew Garmer with the team-high 14 points for the Blue Jays, and then Sam Jesperson with 17 points.
Tuesday night basketball tip-off, Marysville hosting Valley Heights live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air online and on our mobile app. Kansas Jayhawks live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Keep your fresh-cut holiday tree looking its best throughout the season with minimal effort. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Water is key, but remembering to keep the tree stand filled during the busy holiday season can be challenging. Avoid this problem and save time by investing in a quality tree stand with a large reservoir. Here are three of the four styles recommended by the National Christmas Tree Association. Make setup easier with the two-piece stand. The inner piece holds the tree in place and sits in a second larger piece, the reservoir. The four-bolt stand with large reservoir comes in a variety of sizes to handle trees from 4 to 20 feet tall. It has a surrounding lip to capture spilled water. The clamp stand uses the clamp and claw system to support trees up to 9 feet tall with trunks up to 7 inches in diameter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
He was a farm boy from Illinois who thought he'd received the prime spot for anyone to serve in the military. On December 7th, 1941, he found himself surrounded by a day that will live in infamy. We take a look back at his story on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Sterling Kale was born in 1921 and grew up on a 1,000-acre farm outside of Galesburg, Illinois. He had plans other than farming, though, once he graduated high school.
The recruiting sergeant came down from Chicago, Illinois, and said, anyone want to join the Navy? And I said, I want to join the Navy. He said, what you want to do? And I said, I want to go to Lakehurst, New Jersey, and lighter-than-air training in the dirigibles. But unfortunately, the Hindenburg came in 1937, blew up and burned. The Navy canceled the program.
He instead went to San Diego in the Hospital Corps School. He graduated second in his class and got to choose anywhere in the world he would like to be stationed.
Well, I was a farm boy from Illinois, but I remembered there was a little island 2,000 miles off of the United States called the Territory of Hawaii, and I heard they have beautiful girls there. And I said, hell, give me Pearl Harbor.
He arrived at Pearl Harbor in November of 1940, over a year ahead of that fateful day, December 7th, 1941.
On Sunday, nobody gets up till 8 o'clock when we have muster, unless they're going to chow or going to church. Then at 8 o'clock, they give us our orders for the day.
That Sunday, December 7th, 1941, was different, though. He saw planes swooping over the harbor and realized they were under attack.
I said, gee, my God, I don't know what's happening. So I ran back to the receiving station, took the fire axe, broke down the armory door, and started handing out the 03 Springfield rifles.
More of Kale's story from Pearl Harbor is next time. As we travel the countryside in Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction will sell tools, collectibles, household items, as well as real estate in Summerfield for the Christopher Benson Estate Saturday, December 11th. Sale time 10 a.m. at 210 5th Street. Tools to include a table saw and power tools. Collectibles will include Crocs, a few metal signs and labeled cans, Bowie and pocket knives, stamps, coins, trading cards. Household items include two oak buffets, four chest of drawers, glass dinette with four chairs, also selling miscellaneous. Real estate at noon includes a three-bedroom ranch-style home, full unfinished basement, fenced backyard, and storage shed, three bedrooms and a full bath, metal roof, and all city utilities. They'll also sell a corner vacant lot at 3rd Street and Poplar Avenue, a block east of Highway 99. This was a former home site. This sale for the Christopher Benson Estate, Saturday, December 11th, begins at 10. Real estate sells at noon at 210 5th Street in Summerfield. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
A lot of you put up holiday lights around the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for safety tips because sometimes pretty lights and electricity don't play well together as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Holiday light decorations resemble Clark Griswold's over-the-top display in the movie Christmas Vacation? Whether that's a yes or no, be mindful of electrical safety as you're stringing them up.
Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International. He says, first, electricity and water don't mix, so plug the electrical cords into an outlet with a ground fault circuit interrupter, or GFCI, for protection from electrical shock. He also recommends checking the extension cords to be sure they're in good shape and rated for the use.
So they should be marked for indoor or outdoor use. You know, the outdoor ones can come inside, but not vice versa. And so it's really important that you're not stringing a bunch of extension cords together to get the length that you want. It's important that you're inspecting the extension cords before you're using them to make sure they're not frayed or damaged or duct taped or, you know, from grandpa's basement, you have no clue where it ever came from.
Years ago, before LED lights came on the scene, it was recommended to not string more than three sets of lights together. Today, it comes down to the manufacturer's recommendation because LED lights don't pull a lot of electricity. However, do check them before you put them up.
You want to make sure that the cords are inspected, make sure there's no broken balls. You know, if you touch anything and you feel any kind of buzz or any kind of sensation, that probably means it's not safe to be used. And then if you're stapling it up, realize that those things are going to damage the internal copper and, you know, protections that are built into some of those cord sets. And it's just something you need to be mindful of to make sure that if you're using them for like the 10th year in a row, it might be time to upgrade to something new.
If you're using a ladder to put up the lights, watch out for power lines. Learn more about holiday light safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The biofuels business is liking the Build Back Better Act. More today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. If the Build Back Better Act becomes law, it'll help pay for infrastructure improvements that'll benefit the biofuels industry. I say if because at the time I'm writing this, the measure had passed the House, but not the U.S. Senate. Here's Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy.
This would be the largest investment in higher blend infrastructure we have seen to date. It really would unleash the power of biofuels. It gives us the ability to work with our retail partners to accelerate the market inclusion of E15, which is a lower cost, lower carbon, higher value fuel choice for consumers. So this is an unprecedented, wonderful opportunity for biofuels. It's great for American drivers, and it's certainly great for the rural economy.
Score says the measure sends a needed message.
We need strong policy signals to show that there is a marketplace and a growth opportunity. We need a strong renewable fuel standard that blends 15 billion gallons of corn ethanol every year into our fuel supply. We need year-round access to E15. We need infrastructure investments to allow for higher blends to be sold in 50 states across the nation. And importantly, as the discussion in our carbon-focused world continues, we need to make sure that the carbon modeling and the measuring stick is fair, it reflects up-to-date science, and it accurately accounts for all of the innovation taking place at the plants and on the farms.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a farm equipment auction for the Robert Round Estate Sunday, December 12th. Sale begins at 1 o'clock at the farm, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore at the intersection of Sage and 66th Roads. Selling a 79 IHC 986 diesel tractor with cab, rotary brush cutter, 6-foot skid load front mount, Massey 850 combine, 15-foot combine header with Milo guards, 24-foot travelong trailer, a bale spear, post hole digger, stump grinder, 4-wheel trailers, row crop cultivator, 700-gallon tandem axle water trailer, propane tanks, fuel tank, 3-point sprayer, other miscellaneous, plus 20 round bales of mixed hay and a few smaller items. This will be a short auction, be on time. Sale begins at 1 o'clock Sunday, December 12th at the farm at the corner of Sage and 66th Roads, 2 miles south and a mile east of Wymore. Sale conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Pork Producers Council is grateful that the Biden administration extended a waiver for commercial truckers from the federal hours of service regulation. Michael Formica is the Assistant Vice President and General Counsel of the NPPC, and he says the extension is especially important for livestock haulers.
The Department of Transportation issued an extension of its emergency order on hours of service. These are rules that control how long a commercial motor vehicle operator can actually drive a truck. There's limits on how many hours they can drive, how many hours they can work. And for livestock producer, if you're hauling animals to market and you've been delayed along the way, you've been driving for 11 hours and you're almost there, but you got another half an hour to go, you've run out of time and now you can't finish your delivery. And so they've extended this emergency order to allow the drivers to continue to drive.
He goes on to talk about why the extension is needed for renewal.
This came out of some of the initial COVID emergency relief that occurred. We knew we were going to have shortage of the drivers. We expected we might have plant disruptions as people became sick with COVID. And, of course, both of those things have happened. COVID is continuing on. We're seeing other supply chain disruptions, but yet the animals still need to be transported. They're living things. You can't simply pull over to the side of a highway and sleep overnight, either in the winter or in the summer. Especially in the summer, they'll overheat.
The shortage of truck drivers is another reason the extension was important to the agricultural industry.
Every few months, we have to go back and we have to try to convince the Department of Transportation of the importance of extending this, not just to transport the animals, mind you, but also it's important to be able to get feed to those animals. And agriculture, your rural areas, we already have not enough employees, and so the entire economy has these labor shortages.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received a call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Commerce Department recommending countervailing duties on urea ammonium nitrate imports from Russia and Trinidad and Tobago on the basis that the products are unfairly subsidized. The department made a preliminary determination in favor of a complaint filed by CF Industries. National corn growers criticizing the decision, noting that Mosaic Company had earlier won countervailing duties on imports of phosphorus fertilizers. NCGA President Chris Edgington said, given the crippling effect the tariffs have had on farmers, it's deeply disappointing to see that the U.S. Commerce Department and CF Industries will continue to press for more tariffs. The Commerce Department will impose preliminary cash deposit requirements on the affected UAN imports. Well, fertilizer prices have been running at all-time highs for a variety of reasons and will likely remain elevated at least through the spring planting season, according to a new report out from CoBank. The benchmark Green Markets North American Fertilizer Index has risen 265% since May of 2020. The high prices are likely to spur farmers to plant few more soybeans in 2022, but the report does not see a big shift away from corn. Kenneth Scott Zuckerberg, CoBank's lead grain and farm supply economist, said the current price ratio of soybeans to corn shows that soybean prices remain weak compared to corn. And demand for corn, he said, among U.S. ethanol producers expected to remain strong given the current high fuel prices and record blending margins. But beyond 2022, farmers may move more heavily into soybeans because of increased demand for renewable diesel, the report said. And Kansas Big First District Congressman Tracy Mann leading the charge to begin a FFA caucus in Congress. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
There is a decent supply of late model 2021 combines coming in on trade. If you're looking for one, now is the time to get it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Late model used machinery is like looking for a needle in a haystack, but there is one category you might have some luck with. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming and says if you're looking at the supply of all farm machinery right now, there are more combines available than anything else. His research is showing they're coming in on trade.
We had a lot of combines bought up. We have a lot of guys that will run a combine for a year and they'll trade it in, and that's what's happening now. So I noticed a spike at John Deere's website. This is their dealer listing website, machinefinder.com. And I started looking at 2021 combines. But hey, there's like 150, 200 listings. It's not a lot for the entire nation, but still, there might be an opportunity.
Typically, producers don't buy combines in December unless there's a tax issue, or even in January or February. But nothing is typical right now.
I would contend this would be one of those years that if you need to find a combine, buy it in the winter. Find the combine, because I'm guessing supplies are not going to be around next summer. Could be wrong. Could be manufacturers start getting the parts. Could be we get the ports unplugged and we start getting stuff into the country so we can get enough truckers to ship it around. But I'm just saying, the experts are saying this is going to last for the better part of 2022.
As you're looking, be sure to work with your local dealer and don't be afraid to buy something across the country if it's what you want. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about machinery supplies at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's closing here in just a little bit, but we are still seeing a lot of red on the board today. A lot of the grain and livestock markets being affected by the tension going on with Russia and the Ukraine as the Biden administration has announced that they're set to speak with both the presidents of Ukraine and Vladimir Putin in Russia. But beforehand, the president has announced that he will be speaking to European Union allies ahead of the call that's set for tomorrow. Admin officials say that the president does not seek a conflict with Russia, but will impose consequences if Russia takes harmful actions, and that is putting some tension and pressure in the markets as well with some of the ongoing trade with Ukraine and with Russia in the agriculture communities right now. In the grain market, we are still seeing mostly lower. December corn is down 3.5 at 582.5. Kansas City wheat has seen a little bit of green pop up in some of the later futures, but still red mostly here, with December down by 7 cents at 8:15. And the bean markets, we're seeing still mostly red here too. January beans down 7 cents at 12.60 and a quarter. The meal is down $6.60 at 361.10. And the bean oil for December is in the green still at 67 cents, sitting 55.77. And the oats market, they're still trending mostly higher, with December oats up by 8 cents at 7.33. And the cotton has been stagnant all day, but is in the green, so at least that's good news, as December cotton still $1.25 higher, sitting at 110.55. In the livestock market, we're starting to see a little bit of a turnaround, with live cattle, feeder cattle both moving into the green direction, which is good to see. December live cattle up by 42 cents at 138.10. Feeder cattle up $1.40, sitting at 165.52. Lean hogs still struggling a little bit today, down $1.92 at 72.07. In the U.S. dollar index, we see the stock market doing well. Dollar index is doing well today as well, with December up by 24 cents at 96.36. We have the 30-year bonds in the red by a point at 164, and 10-year notes in the red sitting at 131. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
KNDY.
Thank you.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.